Hello everyone, my name is Son Man Kim. I'd like to talk about the adaptation mode controller for generalized side lobe canceller based speech enhancement. Okay, I'm going to split my talk into four parts. First, I want to start by explaining the GSC and AMC, and secondly, I will suggest the proposed AMC for which the direction of arrival based on posterior TNR. TNR means target to non-target directional signal ratio estimation is explored, and the target directional speech absence or presence probability estimation is also explored, and the performance of the proposed algorithm is evaluated. I will summarize my study. Recently, multi-channel based speech enhancement approaches are categorized into these five parts: beamforming, BSS, and masking approach, and CASA, and multi-channel based inner filtering. Among them, beamforming is outlined is briefly as shown in the PC diagram. My topic, the GSC approach, is placed in this part. So GSC is composed of fixed beamformer and adaptive blocking matrix and noise canceller. Fixed beamformer or FBF provides the fixed beam in the target direction so that non-target directional signals are attenuated. And in contrast, the ABM blocks the target directional signals so that non-target directional signals, only non-target directional signals can pass through. And noise canceller generates the enhanced target directional signals from FBF and ABM up signals. So an LMS-based adaptive algorithm is employed in the ABM and NC. The main problem of GSC is target directional signal. Target directional signal distortion. Especially the residual target directional signal components in the ABM degrades the GSC performance. So usually GSC employs the AMC strategy. AMC controls the filter adaptation process in the ABM and the NC according to the target signal active intervals. So AMC is categorized in these two types, hard decision and soft decision. Hard decision is based on whether target speech component is dominant in its TFVN or not. So hard decision provides the one or zero values. So the hard decision based AMC usually utilizes the energy-based VAD and the energy ratio between target and rejecting beamformers. And soft decision is based on the how much the target speech energy is included in TF beam, time frequency beam. So soft decision provides the degree of adaptation ranging from 0 to 1. So the soft decision approach usually utilizes the target speech absence or presence probabilities. So this slide shows our proposed soft decision AMC. Unlike the conventional AMC, in our proposed AMC, the global probability, the global probability is employed in noise canceller, and hybrid probability is employed in adaptive blocking matrix. The hybrid probability is defined as the product of local and global probabilities in our study. So we start from two hypotheses. This means non-target directional components, and this means target directional components. So these two hypotheses, from two hypotheses, you can derive the target directional speech presence like likelihood ratio, and from this likelihood ratio, we can obtain local and global probabilities like these. So we need two target directional components. We need to estimate the variance of target directional components and non-target directional components. So the estimation process is like this. Eventually, you can find that a priori TNR is the key parameter for the reliable estimate of target directional speech absence or presence probabilities. This parameter, look at this parameter, its definition is target directional to non-target directional components, non-target to non-target directional components ratio. Despite its definition, it does not include DOA or spatial information, so we employed an additional updating rule by incorporating the DOA based posteriori TNR estimate like this. This is updating rule. This is a DOA based posteriori TNR. So we need to estimate DOA based posteriori TNR estimate. So we start from the general beamforming structure. This figure, the general beamforming structure. So this general beamforming structure, from this structure, we can derive the beamforming based mask function. This means the equivalent function to beamformers. So the beamformer weights, this equation is converted to this this equation, so we can derive the equivalent to masking function to beamformers like this. So using this equation, we can derive target directional enhancing and rejecting function like this. For the target directional enhancing function, we use delay and some beamformer, and for the rejecting function, we use blocking matrix. So we obtain the target directional function, masking function, and target rejecting function like this. So using the target directional and rejecting function, we can obtain the approximated version of target directional and non-target directional components like this. The masking function is applied to the reference channel signals. So using these approximated signals, we obtain the posterior TNR on channels like this. the posterity canon is briefly summarized just page difference function like this. So finally, we can obtain a posterity canon by averaging the values. So a triple microphone array system with 4 centimeter equivalent space is constructed in a car environment, and speech and music were separately recorded and artificially mixed with different SNRs. So we prepared two additional algorithms for the performance comparison of noise reduction and average SNR and perceptual evaluation of speech quality. For the hard decision, the target directional signal interval was manually detected. And for the conventional supported decision, we prepared approach in the reference paper. And our proposed decision method. So this is the original noise signal. It's Korean, it means the White House. Yes. Okay. And conventional soft decision. And proposed soft decision. And manually detected based hard decision. It's just reference. Yes. So noise reduction performance evaluation. The noise reduction was used to compare noise signal level, just noise signal level, without considering the target signal distortion. This proposed approach has better performance than other algorithms. And also in the average SNR performance, our proposed approach has comparable performance to manually hard decision and better performance than conventional soft decision. And this slide shows the PSQ performance. The proposed AMC has a better performance or comparable performance than other than conventional soft decision AMC. So in conclusion, firstly, a DOA-based first-tree TNR was proposed, which could improve the reliability to TDSAP estimate, and hybrid probabilistic soft decision was employed via AMC in the ABM, and global soft decision, global probability is employed in the NC, noise canceller. So it was shown from the performance comparison using PSQ, NR, average SNR, that our proposed AMC was found to perform better than the conventional AMC decisions. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there questions, comments from the audience? Yes, please. There's a microphone here.
Hi. Yeah. I wanted to ask about your experiments in the car.
Yeah.
It did sound quite good what you played at the end. but I would be interested if you made different experiments with Windows open, Windows closed, engine on, engine off, high RPM, low RPM, and things like that. I mean, whether you tried, what are the critical points of your method when dealing with an in-car situation?
I just consider the noise, the music, stereo noise from car stereo system.
So does it mean that the engine was not on at all?
Yes, I think the kind of noise is removed from the conventional inner filter.
I see. So thank you.
Yeah.
So, and how many microphones did you have there for this application?
What?
How many microphones did you have there?
How many
microphones?
Three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also for the simulations, right?
Yes.
Okay. More comments, questions? So do you expect a similar performance if you have other noise, non-stationary noise sources like the Windows Open Engine, etc.? Do you expect a similar performance then? Or what kind of performance do you expect if you have a non-stationary noise source, like you open the windows, close the windows, engine noise, etc.? Do you expect a similar performance, or do you want to change your algorithm if you have the noise
that we just
heard about?
Yes, I expect a similar performance. All kinds of noise.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.